The King County prosecutor has lost two courtroom battles recently over whether he can seek the death penalty in aggravated murder cases. In both cases, judges have pointed to procedural problems in striking the death penalty. What's going wrong? KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Both of King County's death penalty cases are on hold, pending appeal to the Washington Supreme Court. A key issue in both cases is whether the defendants have experienced any hardships that should have required prosecutors to be more lenient. Usually, defense attorneys document those hardships in a history known as a mitigation package and submit them to the prosecutors.
In general, we want to be able to prepare a thorough and adequate mitigation package, but we need the time to do that.
Carl Luhr represents Christopher Monfort, the man accused of killing Seattle police officer Timothy Brenton in 2009 and wounding his partner. Luhr says researching Monfort's background was difficult and the timeline was contentious. In September of 2010, prosecutors said they were out of patience, and Luhr says the defense chose not to give them anything.
We felt that just trying to hustle up some disorganized summary of what we had at that point would have been counterproductive.
That lack of information became the basis for King County Superior Court Judge Ronald Kessler to strike down the death penalty in the Monfort case on February 22nd. Kessler said in his order that he had assured prosecutors the defense was making progress, but he said prosecutors chose to rely on their own investigation instead. He called that investigation flawed and practically useless. The prosecutor's office issued a statement saying the defense refused to provide the necessary information, despite having 10 months to do its investigation. Luhr says the mitigation package is now almost complete, and they plan to give it to prosecutors soon. Monfort plans to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. John Ladenburg, the former Pierce County executive, has worked on death penalty cases as a prosecutor and a defense lawyer. He says when he did defense work, he would have always submitted something to the prosecution.
I think the defense has an obligation to bring forward whatever they can. I also think if the defense doesn't do that, the prosecutor has an obligation to look for mitigation on their own.
Ladenburg says when he was Pierce County prosecutor, his five or six senior deputies all read the materials before deciding whether to seek the death penalty.
And we'd go around the room saying whether or not we thought it was enough mitigation to mitigate against the death penalty, and that the death penalty shouldn't be asked for because of all those other circumstances in that person's life. And I would say two-thirds of the time we said, yes, this is enough mitigation, and we're not going to ask for the death penalty.
That issue is the only thing prosecutors are supposed to consider, according to King County Judge Jeffrey Ramsdell. He just struck down the death penalty in the county's other case against Joseph McEnroe and Michelle Anderson. They're accused of killing Anderson's family in Carnation in 2007. Ramsdell said in that case, prosecutors put improper weight on the strength of the evidence in the case in choosing to seek the death penalty. He says they should have focused only on whether the two deserved leniency for any reason. The King County Prosecutor's Office responds in its appeal that Ramsdell's decision intruded on prosecutors' own authority and discretion. John Ladenburg says, on the one hand, the prosecutor has a point.
I think the judge may well be wrong in that court may not have that authority under Washington law to throw out the prosecutor's decision. But I agree that the strength of the evidence is kind of an odd factor to use.
He agrees with the judge on that point because the strength of the evidence is used by prosecutors to determine charges in the first place. The decision to seek the death penalty is separate. Todd Maybrown is a defense lawyer in Seattle. He often testifies about the need for lawyers to have more time to put together mitigation packages. Maybrown says having two death penalty cases put on hold so close together is striking, but there's not necessarily a broader lesson. Each case contains real people and complicated issues. But he draws a comparison to the faulty pontoons on the 520 bridge, saying the public tends to assume that officials know what they're doing until there's a problem.
I think it's the same sort of problem as why did we do this and how did we get to where we are? Maybe the prosecutor's argument as well, the judges just made a mistake, but these are really smart judges who've worked on these cases for years and years and years, and they sure think that the prosecutor's the one that made the mistake.
If anyone decides who made the mistake, it will be the Washington Supreme Court. The prosecutor's office has asked the Washington Supreme Court for prompt review of the Carnation cases. It's expected to appeal the Monfort case as well once the judge's order is finalized. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.